This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Today, Congress takes testimony from the Army general who exposed prisoner maltreatment in Iraq. Major General Antonio Taguba will be the center of attention for the Senate Armed Services Committee, but he will not testify alone as the committee wanted. The Pentagon insisted that the whistleblower should only speak to lawmakers while flanked by two of his superior officers. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Though his work has been widely quoted in news stories, General Taguba himself has remained silent about his caustic 53-page internal report on prisoner abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison. New York Democrat Hillary Clinton, who sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says that after grilling Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld last week, the panel is eager to hear from the 53-year-old Filipino-American general who describes prisoner treatment at Abu Ghraib as sadistic, blatant, and wanton criminal abuses.
I think he will be one of the most important witnesses we will be talking to. I'm very proud of the work he did. I'm sure he never expected this report to be made public because they are not usually made public.
But Taguba will unexpectedly have to share the spotlight at the hearing with two of his superiors, the Pentagon's top civilian military intelligence official, Stephen Cambone, and the number two officer in the U.S. Central Command, Lieutenant General Lance Smith. Both were added at the last minute yesterday at the Pentagon's insistence, and both will speak before Taguba gets to make a statement. Regardless of the batting order, Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed wants all three to address what he considers the key issue in the Abu Ghraib scandal.
Was there any policy deliberations at higher levels about this policy of softening up prisoners, which on its face seems to contradict not only Army regulations but the Geneva Convention?
In his report, General Taguba says military intelligence officers were either directly or indirectly responsible for what happened at Abu Ghraib. Seven military police who worked there are facing courts-martial. But South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says responsibility may well reach up the chain of command.
There's a moral imperative that when we assess accountability, we do not take anybody off the list because of their rank or their status.
Some Democratic lawmakers and many newspaper editorial boards are calling for Rumsfeld's resignation. Yesterday, President Bush went to the Pentagon and defended Rumsfeld.
You are courageously leading our nation in the war against terror. You're doing a superb job. You are a strong Secretary of Defense. And our nation owes you a debt of gratitude.
A Pentagon spokesman said the president was shown one or two dozen of the scandalous photos not yet released from Abu Ghraib during his visit there. Negotiations are now underway for the Pentagon to allow lawmakers to see some of these additional photos of prisoner abuse and short videos as well, possibly in a private room. Kansas Republican Pat Roberts chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. He wants all the photos made public.
You know, this is the kind of thing that sooner or later, either, you know, they'll come out piecemeal, or you can have full transparency and finally get this over with.
But other senators, both Republicans and Democrats, advise caution. They say it's bad enough that the prisoners were photographed. For the Pentagon to distribute those photos, they say, only compounds the harm. David Wellner, NPR News.